Busy as a bee. Have you ever watched a bee move from one flower to another? It is actually quite amazing to watch as the bee selectively chooses each petal on which to land. Suddenly, I was enlightened and truly understood the saying, busy as a bee. This large bumblebee was moving busily from one flower to another right before my eyes in split seconds. When we ask people how they are doing, they generally respond, I'm so busy. Or one could say, I'm as busy as a bee. My mind at times is as busy as a bee moving from one focus to another. There are so many new learning curves that my brain is having difficulty keeping up. I flit from one item on the to-do list to the next in a matter of seconds. I often must pray a prayer, Lord, calm my scattered senses that cause my mind to be busy as a bee. Everything seems to be in a hurried pace. It's like drivers are quite keen on getting to their destination much faster. For me, I want to get into the store, get groceries, and get home, all while keeping socially distant. I want to wear my mask without panic setting in, and I must confess that the in-store panic settles in quite easily these days. Summer is slipping by, and yes, one of my scattered senses even moved towards Christmas planning. Scrolling through social media, playing digital games, checking email, shopping online are all somewhat necessary, but can become a digital distraction in a hurried world. Life today is so much more challenging, but it's also full of potential, and potential for change, and change for the better. I don't really want my life to be known as one of being busy as a bee. So how do I diminish the hurriedness in my life? How do I plan my days better to keep my focus on the task at hand? I want to slow down, to simplify in life what really matters. I want to find a healthy rhythm that allows less anxious moments. I may never feel at ease in a shop ever again, and I certainly won't be window shopping anytime soon. One thing I am learning to do is to control the narrative, plan my days accordingly, wisely, and find innovative ways to keep focus. Just like Jesus, I want to be grounded and have clarity in my calling and my identity. I want to learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I want to be centered in Jesus so that my scattered senses become less busy. I'm sure that there will still be anxious moments, but I know I'm on the path to healing and wholeness. So when you feel those anxious moments, or as I call them, panicky feelings, and you are becoming overwhelmed, remember that you are not alone.